Welcome back to the Bruins pregame show, and here with head coach Bruce Cassidy. Fans, great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Bruce, you guys get the win last night against the Toronto Maple Leafs, but it's also about the process and the way you guys are playing. It's very important for you. Did you see what you wanted to from your team yesterday?
A lot. Not enough to get where we're saying, hey, we're right where we need to be. I mean, our start was good. You know, we defended well, scored first, stayed out of the box. Second period, we got ourselves in a little bit of trouble, puck management. I don't think we helped ourselves in the offensive side of things. I think we did have some chances, but we were off net with a lot of them. So we never had that second chance, puck recovery opportunities. And you see it was the difference in the game. I mean, we scored from the slot, and Marshy got two goals just following up his own rebound. So I think that's where Toronto's susceptible. I think when they puck goes to the net, sometimes they're looking to go the other way instead of taking care of business first, getting it out of harm's way and blocking out and boxing out. In the second period, we weren't able to do that because, like I said, we were off net. We certainly had a few opportunities to score some goals. But the third, we did it the right way. I thought we played really well. Even though we scored and gave up a quick goal, a little bit of a breakdown there behind the goal line, miscommunication, we got back to our game and we're fortunate enough to finish and then close it out.
The top line has a couple of plays they like to use, different zones, but off the face-off to start a period. You know, they had a good chance with Pastrnak coming in the first period. Second period looked like Toronto defended it well. Third period, you guys made an adjustment. Is that line doing that, or do you guys talk about it with them before the game or before the period starts?
Well, we have three face-off plays we use from center ice, and we'll use it in practice every couple of weeks to warm up. It's more of a goalie warm-up, but it's structured goalie warm-up because you're always getting a shot off of it. And they ran one where they, you know, we actually call it the Corrali. Long story short, Sean kept messing it up one day in practice for about three straight times, so we named it after him. And that's, anyway, it's where the two wings kind of change sides, go with speed, you bump, get it into the middle, bump it wide. And you're right, they did cover it after the first, and Brandon made a good play to Marshy at the start of the third. Like, we're trying to run a play, they took it away, so there is always a check down sort of thing, and they found it. Marshy, again, does what he does best, right? Attacks one-on-one, and we got a goal out of it. So, yes, to answer your question, we ad-libbed a little bit, but it is a set, there was a set play going into it that we adjusted well to their coverage.
You mentioned Sean Corral. You were looking for more from his line. Did you see that yesterday in the game?
I did. I saw them create some offense. I didn't see them finish very well. Sean had a breakaway. I think Wags came in off the wing, had opportunities to score. Norty had a nice rebound from Corral. Just a simple, that's their game, right? Get it to the net, get a rebound. So it's good to see them all be around the net a little bit. When Lindholm was on that line, had a wraparound chance. So it's tough when you're only getting the defensive assignments and the puck doesn't find you much. I mean, guys still want to play with the puck and contribute offensively. So I was happy for them. But I thought it was a product, which usually happens with them as they're in and out of their end because they have good structure. They're winning pucks and doing things the right way. So I think they're ready to turn the corner and hopefully get rewarded tonight.
And missing Bergeron here today, that line becomes even more important. What concerns you the most maybe about your lineup today against the Capitals?
Well, what always concerns me is they play well against us. You know, sometimes you have a team's number, and I thought we at least after the opener last year, obviously it was our worst game of the year, but we started playing them a little better the next two times and got a win. So maybe psychologically our guys will be, getting over the hurdle a little bit. Holpe always plays this well, so you worry about him. But at the end of the day, it's about us. The focus has to be how we play. We just saw a team that likes to skate, make plays through the neutral zone, spread you out in the D zone. So that'll be good. Good fresh reminder for us. They're a heavier team in regards to getting to the net and forechecking and finishing. So we have to be prepared for that as well.
Last question. Do you see any weaknesses from them that you can try to go after?
Well, I certainly see, be able to get on the forecheck and get some turnovers because a team that wants to go up ice, like Toronto, sometimes they get a little antsy and want to get going the other way. You know, through the neutral zone, they typically have men back, but we've been able to get our D involved and activated. So if we can find him late, there's been some opportunities there. Listen, sometimes you just get a team at the right time. They're on a hot streak. Sometimes at the tail end of when things are going really well, you're not playing great, but you're winning. And then all of a sudden it goes the other way. You start, you lose your details and then you got to get them back. So maybe who knows till the game's over whether they're in that mode right now where they're going to have to work to get their details back. And we've gone through it. We just went through it. And hopefully we're able to, sort of pick up where we left off last night and keep playing good hockey.
Thanks, Bruce. Good luck here tonight.
All right, thank you.
That's head coach Bruce Cassidy. Bruins and the Capitals are next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.